Good morning and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday, March the 5th, and as ever, here are three ideas to help you improve your business in less than 3 minutes. And let's get cracking straight away with idea one, and it's to dwell on this. Some amazing statistics that actually show how the world of advertising and marketing has changed dramatically. And basically, it's highlighting the differences in advertising revenues in US newspapers over the last, 12 years. In the year 2000, advertising revenues in newspapers was $64 billion. In 2007, there was only $46 billion spent, but in last year, only $21 billion spent advertising revenues. Now, obviously, still lots and lots of money, but the trend is massive, from $64 billion to $21 billion. And I think it's real evidence that the way we communicate and engage with customers is changing massively. And I guess the question we get you to think about is, how is your business reacting to this? Are you actually maximising the routes to market that can really have a real impact on the way you engage with your customers? Idea two is to develop this even further. And this was a great example sent to us in our search for 100 3D ideas. This was sent to us by Chris Black at Sound Leisure. And it's number six in our 3D challenge, searching for 100 3D ideas. And basically, it's the way Tesco's have engaged and delighted their customers in South Korea, of all places. And one of the things they've actually done, it's taken a dramatically and demonstrably different approach to doing it by creating virtual stores and taking them to customers. In other words, what actually happens is you can stand in a tube station and there's these virtual stores on walls with all the goods for sale, and just by simply passing your mobile phone over the QR codes, you can buy your shopping and it gets delivered to your house. And it's a great example of understanding customers' issues and problems. They're busy, they want to do this stuff quickly. Identifying a problem, need, and actually providing a solution. Being easy to buy from and delighting customers. So what are you doing to delight your customers and exceed their expectations by finding innovative ways of doing stuff? And if you want to have a look on my website below the 3D links, you'll actually see there is a great little video highlighting how Tesco's actually gone about doing this. It's dramatically and demonstrably different stuff. And idea three is to do something about this, because apparently UK's managers don't believe that their leaders are up to the job. They've actually found that only 36% of UK managers feel their business is in safe hands. And a lot of this is down to the fact that 50% said their leaders had become much more task-focused, and 61% said they'd actually become more sort of short-term oriented. In other words, they're not actually looking at the bigger picture. And one of the things that appears to be that many UK leaders simply aren't creating that vision thing. And that's the key. They appear not to be. The reality is, obviously, we've got to talk about the day-to-day short-term stuff. That's the world that we're in at the moment. But it's also about being seen to be looking at the longer term. We had a great day last week when we actually got sort of 45 business leaders together to look at their business vision, look at what they were doing. And one of the things that they all said was, it was great to create time to work on the business. So five key questions for you. Do you have that vision thing? Do you create sufficient time to work strategically and think long term as well as short term? Do you demonstrate that to your people? Do you proactively engage your people in doing it? And do you actually keep your vision live and visible? If the answer is no to some of these questions, there's a fair chance you've got some work to do. Have a great week doing it. Bye.